15 minutes to go until 6 o'clock. We always talk around this part of the show about how excited we are, you know, to get back on the road, do the Heritage Tour again. But it is just such a big part of South Africa, the tour. The amount of people that get in touch with us that we get to reach out to, too, it becomes definitely the biggest thing that goes on in radio in the month of September, but just one of the big things generally. And we've had so many people get in touch with us this year, like TV shows that want to partner with us. Amazing. I'm not allowed to say anything yet, but we've had an amazing group of people who have come on board to get behind the tour, to back the tour. I wish I could say, I'm embargoed from that. The team all knows who it is, and we'll speak about them pretty soon on the show. But I just get so excited. I thought I'd share this with the team and then with you at the same time. I had a chat earlier today with Ralph Schmidt, and Ralph Schmidt is the conductor behind the Ndlovu Youth Choir, right? The Ndlovu Youth Choir, who are one of our country's greatest musical exports of the last 10 plus years, right? You know, they went on to America's Got Talent and they did incredible things on the global stage. It's kids from Mutse and Limpopo, small part of the Limpopo province, small village, out of which comes incredible talent. And that incredible talent is now in this choir that also forms part of, you know, a big upliftment project in the area, and they do a whole bunch of really cool things with, you know, taking people that were in the choir that then leave, that then go on to work for the choir as choreographers and seamstresses and bus drivers and everything in between, and they're building this economy by doing that, and it's a wonderful, wonderful story. But I spoke to Ralph, this is what I wanted to say, earlier today, who is so happy about hosting us. It's one of the first things we're going to be doing on the tour. And we're going to be out there, I think, sometime next week. So sometime next week, you will get to hear us coming live from there. And he's also said he's going to get some of the choir together who are going to do a special performance just for us on Fire, which I think is going to be pretty rad, pretty amazing. I don't know what they're going to do, but as a result of that, after I got off the call with him, I was just listening in my car to some of the tunes that the choir has done and has put together. Man, it's the most uplifting thing. I don't know if anyone's ever heard, they've got a cover of Higher Love, the Whitney Houston classic. Mm. Ugh, man, I'm telling you, like, once Five Drive is done, put that on in your car and tell me that it just doesn't make you feel good, that it doesn't make you feel like the most inspired that you've ever felt in your life. It's like super uplifting. It's got an African essence to it. It's a classic song that, you know, this is what I was jamming. Let's play a little bit, like 30 seconds of it to get you excited for next week. But this is what we're coming for. Stories like this on the Heritage Tour. Think about it. There must be higher love. Down in the heart, or hidden just as bad. Without it, life feels with their tongue. Look inside your heart and not up to the mind. Things look so bad everywhere. Feel that building up, man.